What's Up? A Room with Values by Kayla R. Okay, our mom said. It's finally time to remodel your bedroom, girls. My sister Shanara and I were so excited. We had been waiting a long time to fix up our room. Our mom told us we could do anything we wanted. Then my sister, who is almost a Maya maid, said, How about if we do a young women theme? As soon as she said it, we knew that was what we wanted. We painted all of the walls and even the ceiling. We chose a beautiful blue color for the walls. My dad added crown molding and put up new blinds. The best part was the frames we made to hold the young women values, each represented in their value color. We hung them on the wall with ribbon and crystal drawer knobs. Finally, we put up a mirror and a big picture of the Sacramento, California temple. Just under the temple picture, we put a picture of my sister and me when we were small, wearing my mom's wedding dress. We love everything about our room. I like knowing that we could work hard and make something beautiful. But more than that, I love how I feel when I am in there. It is so calm and peaceful, and I like to look around and see everything that is important to me. I'm glad I have a wonderful new room, but I'm even more glad for the values that make both my room and my life beautiful.
What we really think of youth. I want to say to the youth of the church whom I meet around the world how extraordinarily proud we are of you. Moral and physical danger exists almost everywhere around you, and temptations of a dozen kinds present themselves daily, yet most of you strive to do what is right. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, to Young Women, Ensign, November 2005, page 28.
This month in history. October 3, 1924, General Conference was broadcast for the first time over KSL Radio, a church-owned radio station. Before 1924, speakers at General Conference had to rely on the power of their voices and the acoustics of the tabernacle to be heard by the audience. Listen to some audio recordings from church history at lds.org/go/113.
Quotes from Conference. Don't let a day go by without doing something to act on the promptings of the Spirit. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Your potential, your privilege. Ensign, May 2011, page 59.
Help produce media for the church at create.lds.org. Do you love taking high-quality photos or videos? How about writing or performing music? If you've ever wanted to help produce media content for the church, then now's your chance. Whatever your talent is, you can share it at create.lds.org, and your work may end up in a church publication, video, and more, including youth.lds.org and the New Era. What and how to submit. Create.lds.org allows you to contribute your work in the following ways: photos, videos, music, audio, design, writing, casting, contests. Just visit the site and click on the tab you're most interested in. Each tab shows you how to get involved and what is needed to submit. And each section even has galleries, spotlights, and tips and tricks. For example, you may be able to create something as simple as a video where you stand in front of the camera and share an experience you had in living the gospel, or as elaborate as gathering footage of events happening in your area. Not sure what to submit? Check out the Current Needs section for submission ideas, both immediate and ongoing, and be sure to check regularly for updated current needs. Submission guidelines. Because these submissions will be used by the church, it is important to follow these guidelines before submitting. Do not submit anything that goes against church standards. Do not submit another person's work. Only submit work you own the copyright to. Do not submit anything with trademarks or logos. Make sure to include releases of anyone included in videos and photos, including yourself.
Five missionary rules you may not be aware of. 1. Do not keep pets of any kind. 2. Do not ask family members or friends at home to donate to local causes where you are serving. 3. Never suggest that people emigrate to another country, even for work or schooling. 4. Do not counsel members or non-members on personal problems. 5. If you play basketball, play only half court.
Facebook survey results. What is the most challenging issue for Latter-day Saint teens today? Here are the top 6 issues as voted on by other teens. 1. dress standards, 23%. 2. Language, swearing, dirty jokes, etc., 19%. 3. Peer pressure, 17%. 4. Dating, 10%. 5. Finding your own testimony, 7%. 6. Feeling out of place, 7%. Go to the New Era Facebook page at facebook.com/New Era Magazine to see more results or take other surveys.
My favorite scriptures. Alma chapter 26, verse 12. Yea, I know that I am nothing, as to my strength I am weak. Therefore I will not boast of myself, but I will boast of my God, for in his strength I can do all things. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. These are my favorite scriptures because they remind me that with God I can do anything, because everything is possible with his help. It helps me to have more faith and to look to the Lord for help. Naomi A., age 16, Arkansas, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in a paragraph or two. Send it to us along with a photo by going to newera.lds.org and clicking on Submit Material.
24 years without a miss. It's not easy getting to the church by 6 a.m. every school day, but it sure seems to make the day go smoother, says Blake N. of Illinois, who recently graduated from Early Morning Seminary with a record of 4 years of perfect attendance. Smoother days are nice, but the real motivation for Blake was that he wanted to follow the example of his older brother Connor, who graduated from Early Morning Seminary in 2008 without missing a day. Connor received his motivation from Derek, who graduated in 2005. Derek followed Jacob, a 2003 seminary graduate. Jacob took after Aaron, who graduated in 2001. Aaron followed Michael, who started the string of perfect attendance when he graduated in 2000. All six brothers combined for a total of 24 years of perfect attendance at Early Morning Seminary. We've always tried to support each other, but we also all have somewhat of a competitive streak. Nobody wants to be outdone, says the oldest brother, Michael. The camaraderie has paid off in other areas. All six brothers are Eagle Scouts. The oldest five have served missions, and Blake has submitted his papers and is waiting for his call.
We've got mail. Checking messages. Thank you so much for including checking for messages in the October 2010 New Era. I had been feeling very low in spirit, and this article helped me realize one of the main reasons why. I didn't realize how much I was neglecting prayer and scripture reading in favor of blogging and receiving calls from friends. You really don't need messages to convince yourself that you're worth something and that God loves you. This article is beautiful and inspirational, and I really needed to hear the message. Noelle Marie S., Minnesota, USA.
The Extra Smile. One day after school, my best friend Erica and I were upstairs in my room, looking for something. I found a little folder filled with the extra smiles from older issues of the New Era. Erica didn't know anything about our church, so we spent time looking through the extra smiles. She enjoyed reading them, and I had the privilege of talking with her about the gospel. Michaela S., California, USA.
Not a single baptism. I enjoyed the story, Not a Single Baptism, in the February 2011 issue. It taught me that everything we do in teaching the gospel to others means something. We have no idea what kinds of seeds we're planting in others. No matter what we do, it makes a difference, even if we can't see it at the moment. If we are teaching the gospel and we are doing it for the right reasons, we will never fail. Eli C., USA. End of the section, What's Up?